Welcome back, one and all, to the Weekender's Edge. I am your host, Nick Simonson, outdoors writer, with my materials online at newsdakota.com and dakotaedge.com. You've made it halfway through the winter months, folks. We are looking ahead to the back half of February, but let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. There's still a lot of ice fishing to do, and you'll get a chance to get out there this weekend. So let's take the next 3 days, wrap them all up into 3 minutes so you can get the most out of your time on the hard water. Starting out on Friday, February 16th, you're going to have a wake up low in the upper single digits with those northwest winds coming in around 10 to 15 miles an hour, and you're going to see them ramp up all day long. As we get to an afternoon high just under 20 degrees, you're going to see those winds jump up to 20 to 30 miles an hour by the time evening sets in. That sunset is also getting closer to 6 o'clock in the evening as well, so you're going to have a little bit more light to play by when you're out there on the ice on Friday. Those winds are going to continue strong overnight into Saturday, where your wake up low is going to be in the upper teens, winds gusting up to 36 to 40 miles an hour on the morning for Saturday as those temperatures climb into the middle 30s. You're going to have those winds again west-northwest, 25 to 38 miles an hour on the average throughout Saturday. So if you're going out there on the ice, you better be in a permanent shack or have plenty of ice anchors to screw things down into the surface and keep you exactly where you're supposed to be. We're going to have that overnight first quarter moon Friday into Saturday, so you may see a bump in the bite as those conditions start to warm things up as well. Finally, we will wrap it all up on Sunday, February 18th. This is our pick of the weekend, and that is because the wind is tapering off. You'll have a wake-up low right around 20 degrees as you crawl out of bed on Sunday with a high getting up to the freezing mark by mid-afternoon. Again, those winds are going to be lighter out of the northwest still, 10 to 15 miles an hour, going straight west by sunset. So we got a great setup for the weekend, especially on Sunday. Get out there and enjoy some time on the ice with some pretty temperate conditions as well. We've got some excitement coming up next weekend as we're thinking habitat. We caught up with Mike Buehr. He is the chapter chair for Delta Waterfowl's Valley Fowler chapter in Valley City with their banquet coming up next Saturday, the 24th.
That is going to be on Saturday, February 24th at 5 p.m. at the Eagles in Valley City, separate at 6:30. We're going to have a lot of great items from the silent auctions, live auctions, and raffles. We're doing a cool new thing this year. We had prints made of the top three placers of the Junior Duck Stamp competition at BCHS last year. We're going to be putting those on our live auction. So that's a cool new thing we added to our event this year. And if you're looking for tickets, you can get tickets online via the events tab at deltawaterfowl.org, or you can buy them right there at the door the night of. Locally, we get to keep the money here with the chapter in Valley City, and we've been a pretty consistent supporter of the high school trap team, and then we're also looking into some new projects here.
Get your tickets, get out there, and have some fun. That wraps it up for this week, folks. Have a safe and enjoyable one. For the Weekender's Edge, I'm Nick Simonson. Good fishing to ya.